Welcome to Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. This is the radio show teaching business owners how to make more money so that you can go home earlier to spend more time with your families. Today, we're talking about social media. The Facebook, YouTube, Twitter are all the rage. But as a business owner, how do you convert that, what could be a huge time waster into an opportunity to get more customers for your business? Well, my guest today is Mitch Joel, and he is the author of the book, Six Pixels of Separation, which talks all about how we're really all connected and how to leverage social media in order to generate more customers for your business. Also, we have your Q&A questions. You know, you've submitted questions, and I have answers. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to answer your questions today on Business Nation Radio. Also, your profitable business truth is the secret to creating a true lifestyle business. You want to have lifestyle, you're running a company, and you don't want to have, you know, haggard, you know, going into war every day, trying just to stay afloat. Well, we're going to talk about how to go from staying afloat to sitting on that raft, enjoying the relaxation because your business is running on autopilot. All that and more on Business Nation Radio today. But I want to start with some thoughts about social media and what it has to do and what it means to us as business owners, because I often see business owners really misunderstand and try to make a lot out of it or try to think that it's some big thing that it's not. Think of it this way. You know, when you go to a Chamber of Commerce event or some sort of networking event for business owners, you walk in this room. Let's say there's already a bunch of people there because you're fashionably late, and you walk in the room and there's all these people already having conversations, and you look for a familiar face, trying to find somebody, anybody that you might know already. And what do? You see Martha across the hall, across the lobby. And so you go over and say hi to Martha, and it turns out Martha is talking to Roger. And Martha courteously introduces you to Roger, and you explain what you do to Roger, and Roger explains to you what you do. And then Roger goes, oh, you know what? You need to speak with Harold. And then Harold introduces you to somebody, and you talk with Harold. And so now you're off, and you're meeting new people, and you're having conversations. That is what social media is all about. You walk into social media if you don't have an account, or you will go into Facebook, and it's all about, you know, showing up to the party, finding the people that you know already, befriending them, and then watching the conversations, engaging in conversations, asking questions. You know, what are you all about? What are you interested in? What do you think about this? And just having a conversation with people that are also online. And of course, you know, at the chamber events or those business after hours or whatever they're called in your community, those events, you have the people that are running around and doing nothing but trying to do the huckster sale. Hi, I'm selling insurance. Nice to meet you. Or, hi, you know, I'd like to be your web guy. And you've got those hucksters. And you know what? Those hucksters are online as well. But what those business chamber events are really all about is making connections, building friends, learning about the other leaders within the community, other business people within the community, so that you can give them business and they can give you business. That is the crux of social media. So what do? You just create an account. You go online. You meet your friends, meet the people you already know by searching for them, and then working from, you know, seeing who they're friends with. And you maybe, if you're interested in a couple of topics, you kind of look for those groups. And, you know, if you're into motorcycles and really enjoy riding your motorcycle, then look for the motorcycle groups, because there'll be people from your community that are already members that you may want to meet. If you're interested in a hobby, then go find those groups and join. And work to build a network of people online, similar to the way you'd be building a network of people within your community. The nice thing about networking online is you can do it while you're watching TV, or you can do it in between when you have a break at work, or do it in the morning when nobody is up otherwise. You don't even have to get dressed if you don't want to. You can still be communicating and building those relationships online. My guest today is Mitch Joel. We're going to be talking about how you can leverage those relationships into customers for your business on today's program, Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. And in addition to Mitch Joel, we'll also have your Profitable Business Truth, which is the secret of where the lifestyle is in your business and how to turn your job or your business from being this stressful, hectic, putting out fires, just trying to stay afloat sort of thing, into a true lifestyle business. That, as well as social media insights for getting customers, right after this brief message. Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneras about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com. When Google wanted to explain online marketing to top brands in the world, they brought in Mitch Joel to the Googleplex in Mountain View, California. Marketing Magazine has dubbed him the rock star of digital marketing and called him one of North America's leading digital visionaries. Mitch Joel is the author of the book, Six Pixels of Separation, Everyone is Connected. And today he's our guest here on Business Nation Radio. Welcome, Mitch. Glad to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Now, what do you mean by six pixels of separation? What is that all about? And, you know, why is everybody connected?
We used to live in a world where in order to really grow your business and to network and to sort of make things happen, you had to be introduced to somebody. You had to go down to a Chamber of Commerce event. You had to get the word out there and hope that people would spread the word.
Right.
Things really changed dramatically with the internet over the past couple of years. And the reality is that, you know, I didn't need somebody to introduce me to you. You and I are intrinsically connected. I could hop onto Google, Yahoo, Bing, do a quick search for your name, see your Facebook profile, what you're doing on Twitter, what you're doing over on the blog, what you're doing with this radio show, and immediately we're connected. Mm. I believe that that is fundamental changes in terms of what we are as a society, and obviously tied to that directly is what that means to us as business owners and how we connect and grow our business.
Now, how does this, is this important just to national businesses or just for radio show hosts? I mean, why is this important to an everyday business owner out there trying to find customers, make payroll, and pay their taxes?
one of the things I've realized in the process of doing this, and again, the sort of backstory here is that I own a digital marketing agency. We've got 90 employees in two offices, so I myself am a business owner, mm-hmm. is that it doesn't matter if you sell an impulse buy that's a dollar or if you're selling a multi-million dollar product that has a long sales cycle. It doesn't matter if we're talking about B2B or B2C. Mm-hmm. There are always ways to engage and to build your audience. And if you're looking to make payroll, if you're looking to pay your taxes, there's not going to be much of that happening unless you really have an engaged community of consumers who are active and telling people about how great you are and buying from you.
Now, Mitch, one of the things that, I did go on Facebook and created a profile. Actually, I had to pay somebody to do it for me when I get started. I'm like, oh, I don't even know. You set it up for me. And I've played around getting started using it and, posed questions found a whole bunch of friends from high school. But man, it takes a lot of time to keep up with folks, and some folks spend almost a whole day on there. I mean, how do you know when enough is enough? I mean, what is it that a business owner should do in order to try to leverage that into becoming connected and being part of this community?
I think there's a couple things here. One of the things is it really needs to tie into the overall strategy of the business. A lot of people jump on places like Facebook and Twitter because it's the sort of latest shiny bright object, and I talk mm-hmm. about it a lot in the book. And I don't recommend that, actually. I recommend really listening and seeing what's out there and figuring out what the strategy is. When you tie it directly into your business strategy, you really start being able to define the ROI, where it is, and how to make it connect better. So that's one side of it. The timing side is a tough one to answer because, again, as the president of a business, I've got, three business partners. We're all responsible for the revenues here. When was it not my responsibility to actively be out there listening to the industry, looking for clients, building my business? I mean, that's what we all do for a living. I think people confuse the two and think that, if you're on Twitter, you must be having fun. And I can tell you unequivocally that if you're using it to drive business, it's a very powerful tool. If you'll indulge me, I have a really great example.
I was going to ask you for an example because I think it would really provide a lot more context to your great comments.
I've got one of the people I work with is my speaking or talent bureau in the U.S. called Greater Talent, and they've been sort of on Twitter the same way a lot of small businesses are. You have a couple things, you're blasting out what's going on, you're not really engaged. And, their job is to really hunt down great speaking opportunities for me. One day they came to me and said they had an interesting opportunity, and I asked them where they got it, and they said Twitter. And I know that they were on Twitter, didn't think that they were all that active, and wasn't really sure if it was, quote-unquote, working for them. Right. And I said, well, tell me what's going on. They said, Twitter has Twitter search, which you can find at search.twitter.com, and they're just monitoring it for words like keynote speaker. And when someone says, hey, looking for a keynote speaker on digital marketing, any ideas, it shows up on their radar, and they respond if they feel they have a speaker in kind. And it's that moment in time where I had the light bulb go off for me, and I realized, it's not about necessarily trying to get as many followers as you can or trying to broadcast your message out there. It's actually about listening. These conversations are taking place, as I like to say, out in the wild, and they're just happening. And if you're listening based off of your industry and the brands and products you serve, opportunities are abound.
And that's a fascinating comment because that was one of the real reasons why I figured out what Twitter was all about. At first I was like, man, you just kind of post this and maybe, I start out and I only have maybe three people paying attention to my tweets, and one of them is my mother and the other is my daughter. But, you by listening, I have a lot of contacts and relationships in the tourism industry here in Florida, and I've talked to several hotels who, when people tweet about going to Tampa or going on a visit to Florida, they will reply to that person and maybe recommend restaurants or recommend hotels or recommend themselves as resources or even just let people know, hey, if you're going to be in town on Friday, then we've got this great band that's going to be playing at the lobby bar. And it's something that while it does kind of take time, and it's in some ways we think of mass communication where we want to talk to 1,000 people or even 1,000,000 people at one time, Twitter is more about building relationships one at a time.
It's one of the big ideas, I think, in the book where I talk about who, not how many. Mm. Our mindset is always like, if we get our message in front of enough people, a small segment of that, a small percentage, will become our customers. Mm-hmm. The online world is really anathema to that. The online world really engenders the idea that you can look for who is interested. And so when it even came to promoting 6 pixels of separation, I was able to go online and look for who's interested in business books, who's interested in new ways of thinking. And through that, you're able to find a mass audience without all the sort of drudgery of trying to blast messages in front of everybody. And it's a very, very different way of thinking. And Twitter is a great microcosm of that, because what you're actively doing, or those people are actively doing, is saying, listen, who's on Twitter talking about Tampa? It's a very small segment, but that segment is, you know, 10, 20 new qualified leads is a great week at the office.
Mm. Well, this is Business Station Radio, and I'm your host, Robert Scrove. My guest today is Mitch Joel, and we're talking today about his book, 6 Pixels of Separation. If you want more information about Mitch and his book, go visit his website at twistimage.com/blog. You can check out his blog, and also he has a podcast and information about his book there. And now, Mitch, you how did you come up with the website Twist Image? That sounds so unique. Where did you come up with that? There's got to be a story.
There's a story. I wish it was my idea, to be honest. The company actually started in 2000 with my 2 business partners, and we're actually 4 business partners total now, just doing a lot of multimedia and web stuff. And I joined in about 2002 and realized we wanted to really transform this into a marketing agency in the present, really sort of focused on these new channels. And, you know, we've been really, really successful with it, and it's been exciting the past couple of years. But I'll tell you, at the beginning, the real sort of challenge in getting the name out was nobody cared. You know, here I was, you know, we were 3 business partners and 1 employee. Who are we? Who are we to call places like Strategy Magazine or Ad Age and say, write about us, talk about this great new agency that has no clients, right? And so we started blogging. You know, back then in 2003, we started blogging. And when people ask me about the book and people ask me about the company, what I tell them is, you know, here we sit in 2009 with 90-plus employees, offices in Toronto, Montreal, and, you know, obviously we're a multi-million-dollar business. And the book is the roadmap to that business. It's about how we use these channels, blogging, Twitter, Facebook, many others, to really connect with consumers and build our audience. So, I mean, the company is really exciting because, you know, obviously it's what I do during the day and it's where my passion lies. But, you know, we really tell the story in the book about how anybody really can do this.
Now, I've talked to a lot of people about, you know, using social media, and they're like, well, I'm not on it, and, you know, a lot of the folks that I know aren't on it. But I thought it was interesting on some of the materials that I was reading that you wrote that if Facebook were a country, it would have the 6th largest population in the world. I mean, that's very fascinating how large of a, you know, while it may not have everybody, it certainly has more people than are watching cable TV at any one point.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things where people tend to think, oh, Facebook, right, that's where all the teenager kids sit and hang out and listen to Marilyn Manson music. And the reality is that, you know, just in July of this year, it was just recently announced that there are more grandparents on Facebook than high school students.
Yep.
And so one of the things I like to sort of push is the idea that how it is not how we necessarily perceive it to be. And we need to understand with 1.5 billion plus people online, everybody is highly engaged in this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And even though it may not be everybody, you're not going to find everybody at anything. You know, you're not, unfortunately, I got to admit, Mitch, not everybody listens to this radio show at a given time. I mean, I certainly wish that everybody was listening. And certainly if you've got friends, go ahead and get them and make sure that they listen to Business Nation Radio. But, you know, they're not as many people as watching Dancing with the Stars. It's not everybody. So no matter what kind of marketing you're doing, you're going to need to use multiple channels. And here with this social media, you have a way of reaching what would be the 6th largest country in the world in a way that you don't have to pay advertising dollars, and they can interact, they can talk back, and you can get feedback and a lot of more information than you can from simply broadcasting a television commercial.
I think about all the things you're talking about a lot because, again, as a marketer and as a guy who owns an agency and dealing with big brands, it's sort of like, how do we reach these masses? And mm-hmm. I had this sort of moment of levity a little while back where I realized, my blog, which is very, very successful and popular, and we get, thousands and thousands of readers every single day, it's all fine and dandy. But at the end of the day, really, if we had six chief marketing officers like the blog and then want to hire my agency, that would probably be more work than we could even handle. Mm. And it's interesting to really frame our lives and understand that, what are we really looking for? And so again, at the end of the day for us, six really good qualified new rich clients for a whole year would be a huge deal for us. And it's, again, we don't typically think like that. We think in terms of the hundreds and thousands. And so, in your instance, maybe there only are 20,000 people, and that's really, really mass for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, certainly.
A different way to think about it.
And it's great that we actually, even Business Ration Radio actually has more than 25,000 weekly listeners. And so, you're right. It only takes a few of them becoming book buyers or customers, and it really translates into a big business. My guest today is Mitch Joel. He's the author of Six Pixels of Separation. Everything is connected. Connect your business to everyone. It's all about the new media and how you can leverage it within your business. Now, coming up on Business Nation Radio, you've got your Business Nation Secrets, which is the marketing technique that unlocked a lot of success for me in generating customers for my business, and I'm sure it will for you too. Now, Mitch, we have some Q&A from our listeners about social media coming up in the segment after our Business Nation Secret. Do you mind hanging in there for a couple minutes so we can take those listener questions together?
If you don't mind encouraging my behavior, I'm happy.
All right. Well, we'll be back in 2 minutes with your Business Nation Secret, and we'll be back in 9 minutes with Mitch Joel answering your questions. And in the meantime, check out these messages, and also to check out Mitch Joel. His website is www.twistimage.com/blog. Check it out, and we'll be right back with your Business Nation Secret after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them, and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. On Business Nation Secrets, I give you the business insight that they don't teach in business school. In fact, these are insights about how to succeed and thrive in business that you cannot find except right here on Business Nation Radio. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe. Too often, business owners focus on accounting, tax compliance, or on doing their business activities better. For instance, attorneys focus on the law, and AC contractors are fascinated by the latest in equipment. But Business Nation Secrets are about big things in business that can transform you from frustration to wealth. Now, one of the things that really transformed me and made me a lot more effective in my marketing was when I discovered lead generation marketing. Now, I'm going to explain this to you, and I think it's very important that you understand this, because too many times you hear about brand advertising. Now, let me tell you, brand advertising, while it's valuable, and I see their point, all brand advertising should be as a secondary impact of lead generation advertising. Your advertising, what lead generation advertising is putting out marketing materials that encourage people who have a particular problem or a particular interest to reach out and contact you. And it's a complete game changer as opposed to trying to do brand advertising. Brand advertising is simply to get your name out there, or to keep your logo in front of your customer, or to entertain your customer. And while that may have its place for big companies, it's way too expensive for you in business. It's way too expensive for me. I can't afford big name brand advertising. So this is what I do, is I create marketing materials that point out a particular problem. So if I was a chiropractor, there's a lot of things I could help people with. I could help them with lower back pain. I can help them with neck pain. I can help them with headaches. I can help them if they are limping. A lot of times even leg pain could be about, or even carpal tunnel syndrome has been linked to and helped by chiropractor. So if I was a chiropractor, so many times you see a chiropractic ad with a smiling doctor and they're like, you know, we can help, you know, chiropractor come in for a free visit. Well, instead, run advertising that says, have neck pain, you know, call and leave a phone number. Or have neck pain, you know, we can help your neck pain without surgery, without invasive procedures, and without a bottle of pills. Well, you know, if you have neck pain and you read that ad, it's going to pique your interest. If you don't have neck pain, you may not even see that ad. And then so the chiropractor then should also have an ad that says, do you suffer from headaches? Or do you have headaches so bad that you cannot see at times? Well, we have a solution for headaches that doesn't involve medication, does not involve surgery, does not involve dental work, but can alleviate pain within seconds. Call or go to an email address or visit our website. And what this does is it generates people who have a particular condition. And so if you, as a chiropractor, know that somebody responded to an ad about headaches, well, you can give them all the information about headaches that you are able to solve. You can give them to a special website that's all about headaches. You can even send them information. You can send them emails. You can create a headache cure package of information that they can receive. It all depends on your customer value, how much you're willing to invest. But because they come in to you for the particular problem, then, or for a particular reason, now you know how to communicate with them. So in your business, what are the reasons why people hire you? What are the reasons why people seek you out? Now, around each of those reasons, you know, after you make a list, how can you put out little teaser ads, little teaser marketing that make people who have that particular problem take notice? And then can you create some consumer awareness things, like, you know, the 8 things that you should do if you have a headache? But instead of a headache, it'd be about your business and about the problem that you can solve for your customers. That is lead generation advertising. That type of advertising can unlock you from brand advertising, generate more customers to you a lot more economically. Now, coming up on Business Nation Radio, you have questions, I have answers, and my special guest, Mitch Joel, is going to be joining me with those answers right after this brief message. Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people are excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically. That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rickneris about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com. You've got questions and we've got answers. I'm your host, Robert Scrobe, on Business Nation Radio. My guest today is Mitch Joel. He's the author of the book, Six Pixels of Separation. Everyone is connected. Connect your business to everyone. And Mitch is really a pioneer of blogging and social media. And he was even a blogger before blogging was cool. And he's certainly one of the people that are out there that are seen as a leader, a thought leader on social media, and not one of these folks that they created a Facebook page and now they're an expert. Now, Mitch has been doing this stuff since 2004, 2002, and it's certainly a great asset to have him here helping us answer your questions. Welcome, Mitch.
Well, thanks for having me. I wish it was only in the 2000s. I actually got engaged in the online world in the late 80s, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was early days. In fact, if you do a search for my name, there are some people that say I had the first magazine ever on the internet. Back then, we didn't even have an internet service provider in Montreal. You used to have to call long distance to get on the internet.
Wow. It's amazing how far it's come. Now it's like internet is an inalienable right.
It's like electricity at this point.
That's right. Well, if you want to check out Mitch, you can certainly Google him or check out his website at www.twistimage.com/blog. He's got all kinds of great information there, as well as a podcast that you can check out to learn more about using social media in your business. So let's go ahead and get started with our questions. Now, our first question, Mitch, comes from Cole Brown in Birmingham, Alabama. Cole writes, my business is local. I install and repair air conditioning units. How can I use Facebook to get customers when everyone there is nationwide? It's kind of an interesting question, Mitch. I think Cole would actually find that he probably has a lot of people there in Birmingham that are on Facebook.
Yeah, I think the amazing thing about Facebook is you're right that it's a global platform, but the real power in the advertising and in the marketing components of it is the hyper-localness of it. And that Cole can actually target people by even homeowners and definitely down to the location of Birmingham, not an issue at all. I think the challenge in that is sort of having the levity to understand it may only be a couple hundred people, but again, those are really, really qualified people. I also wouldn't dismiss the opportunity to play in spaces like Google AdWords and stuff like that. As a recent home owner, again, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we hop online and do a search for, you know, air conditioning specialist Montreal, and usually it's a bunch of people who really sort of game the system, and you know, we really are looking for somebody who can provide value and information. Mm-hmm. I'd really recommend that even Cole think about blogging. There are a lot of people who just don't get the mysteries of all the things that come with home ownership, and my guess is he's got tons of insights, whether it's a Q&A or something, where he can really become a thought leader in his industry, in his area, and become the go-to guy, and I would guess a real short period of time too.
Yeah, and I think it's about engaging people in a conversation. And I think many business owners, our first reaction is to talk about what we're interested in. And Cole might go out and talk about saving energy, or maybe talk about going in there and the new air conditioning units. But really what you want to do is engage your community and what they want to talk about, which is really kind of about People Magazine stuff and what's going on in the news. And if you don't want to take a position on something because you're afraid you're going to alienate somebody, then instead ask questions. So you ask your friends, you build this network, this community online of people who are within your area. And if the city council is talking about something, you know, and they're debating a tax increase, or they're debating budget cuts, or they're debating closing some department, post a question. Hey, what do you think about XYZ? And that is just another way that you can stay in front of them, just like you would if you were running television commercials. But in this environment, you're in front of several hundred people, and it doesn't really cost you any more than just engaging in conversations that you would have had you been sitting at the coffee shop.
Absolutely. One of the things I tell people all the time is, you know, blogging used to be about me, 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 so what I'm doing, and it's shifted recently to become about you, you, you. And if brands and small business owners like Cole embrace the idea that let me go out there and just help people understand air conditioning, the temperatures, things like that they need to know about their house, by just giving that value that he just sort of knows, you know, just off the top of his head, people really will align themselves with him and his business.
That's great. And also, Cole, if you want more information about any things that we're talking about, I encourage you to visit twistimage.com/blog. That's Mitch Joel's website, all kinds of blog posts and information and podcasts there about using social media. And even though it may only be a couple hundred people, typically, that's all you're going to be talking to on a local television broadcast anyway. So it's certainly, social media could be a very good tool. Now, our next question comes from Preston Strick in San Diego, California. Preston writes, a lot of my friends are on Facebook. How do I attract and market to my customers without looking like an idiot in front of my friends? So I guess this is the whole idea of kind of transitioning maybe from using social media as a 100% social tool and now talking about business things and making this a customer generation tool. Mitch, have you worked with anybody on that?
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I grappled with that myself, obviously, as someone who definitely uses their Facebook profile to really talk mostly about business. And I think that's the message I would send is, perhaps the opportunity here is to create a page specifically for your business and leave your personal profile for your own personal friends. Mm-hmm. The other thing you could do is send them a quick little message through Facebook and let them know that you'd like to make this transition. You don't want to offend them or spam their sort of walls and stuff like that with content, but would they be okay with it and what are their thoughts on it? I think that, you know, having transparency and just opening up and asking people is generally a very, very easy way to do it. But again, there's many opportunities in Facebook where you can keep your personal profile personal and at the same time create a page for your business and use that as the place to go. And if there's something relevant to your profile, then you just sort of, you know, copy that link onto the profile page and let people know there's stuff over on the other space.
Yeah, that's a great idea to actually create a separate fan pages within Facebook, or, you know, have a presence that's business and yet keep your personal life personal, because that certainly can't, you know, you may be wanting to put up, you know, wedding videos or funny jokes, and there's a lot of funny videos that I come across that I just kind of look at and go, you know, that's not consistent with my business brand. It would be really fun to share this with my family, but, you know, you can't do that on a quote business profile, but you know, keeping that separate may really help. And so we're talking all about social media, using social media to generate customers. My guest today is Mitch Joel. And right now we're taking your questions. And if you have a question, feel free. You can go to my blog at robertscrobe.com. And if you'd like more information about Mitch Joel and his book, visit his site at twistimage.com/blog. Now, Mitch, our next question comes from Saul Rigneris in Chicago, Illinois. Saul writes, I don't know what to say all the time on Facebook. I know I get irritated by people who are always trying to sell me all the time. And so this is a good question. You know, you get irritated when people are trying to promote their website or promote their products. How do you prevent you from being an irritant to your friends?
Funny, many, many eons ago, I wrote a blog post called "What's Worse, Mass Media or Mass Content?" Right? You know, sort of mass media world was you have four channels and they're telling you what to watch, and mass content is suddenly we're all producing content. Then how do you make heads or tail of all of this stuff? And I think that that's the main thing I would say to Saul is you have to elevate the conversation to be really relevant and targeted. And if you have nothing to add, better to say nothing than to sort of devalue it. And the reason I say devalue it is because I believe every time you create a piece of content, whether that's text, images, audio, and video, people who are connected to you are either investing or divesting in you. They don't stay static. They just don't. It's like a relationship. Every time you say something in a relationship, it's either going up or down. It's just life and how it rolls. And so if you sort of remember that and think about what are the pillars for building a strong relationship with people and building community, you can push things forward. Now, if it's sort of like, okay, but Mitch, I haven't said anything in months now, and now I look like I don't exist, look, you know, use Google Alerts, follow your industry, follow the trade, and just be someone who's providing valuable information to your constituencies. And I think that that's a big thing that people forget to do is that just because I saw a great link this morning on Fast Company doesn't mean everybody saw it. There's a lot of stuff out there. And just being the person who's sharing things. And, you know, this doesn't even apply to the online world. It could be the regular world. You read an article in the Wall Street Journal, photocopy it and send it to a client who you think might be interested in it. You'd be surprised at how appreciative people are when it's something of value.
And Mitch, this is how I've kind of thought of social media is it's kind of like the backyard barbecue. You know, if you were a guest at somebody's backyard barbecue and you were there talking with everybody, you wouldn't be every 5 minutes going, hey, have you seen my website? I have a great new ebook for sale. Or, hey, I got a free diagnostic I'll be happy to deliver to you. And then to the next guest, hey, you know, how would you like to have me come over and have a consultation? You're not going to do that in the backyard barbecue, but instead you'd have a conversation and say, you know, what do you think about X? Or, you know, hey, I've seen this going on. You know, this is what's happening in my industry. Have you heard anything about it? And you just engage in casual conversation. And instead of trying to be a huckster with everybody there, instead you get people involved and build a relationship. That, do you agree or do you have a different slant?
My whole thing, I mean, of course I agree. My visualization is I once went to a Chamber of Commerce event and there was a person who was actually running from groups of people who were talking, just giving out his business card. And I thought, like, first of all, how inappropriate, and second of all, like, what would be this person's conversion rate in terms of actually turning that into business? And, you know, again, that person's mindset was get my card in front of as many people as possible and maybe some will click versus the reality of what the outcome of a Chamber of Commerce event is, which is you really meet one person. And usually it's not even for your business. It's you're going to have to help them first and see how that goes because that is, you know, real networking. Networking, online social networking, whatever, it's all the same. It's about building those quality relationships, and it doesn't happen in masses. It happens one handshake at a time, and whether that handshake is a ping on Facebook or a tweet on Twitter, it's still that initial handout to make something happen.
All right, well, we got 1 minute left, so let's take Dale Calder's call from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I tried running an ad on Facebook, but I didn't get anything. In fact, there were just a few people who clicked my ad at all. How do I make those ads work? Mitch, have you played around with the actual advertising function on Facebook?
Oh, a whole lot with our clients, for sure. I mean, the first thing we just need to understand is that advertising in general, banner ads, Facebook ads, have very, very low click-through. I mean, that's the reality of it. So there is a component of it where it's pure branding and you're just getting your message onto people's spaces that are related based off of the keyword selection. So that's one idea to just focus on. Just because they didn't click, it doesn't mean there wasn't an effect or something that happened. But let's say the ad actually was meant to be clicked, et cetera, et cetera. My recommendation is to really start testing and trying different things. The raw reality here, and Dale, I don't know you, I don't know how great the creative was, is that obviously it didn't resonate with the audience. When you have a great message that's highly relevant and highly targeted, it does do well. And so my message is to really test, learn, see what people want. Is it the wording? Is it the offer? Is it the visual? And you know, from there, you should be able to improve and move things along a little bit better.
That's great. Now, also, Dale, I certainly encourage you to check out Mitch's website at twistimage.com/blog. And above all, buy his book, Six Pixels of Separation. Looking at the reviews and looking at the table of contents, I've gone ahead and ordered it myself, and it looks like a great program. I'd certainly encourage you to check it out at twistimage.com/blog. Coming up on Business Profits Radio, we've got your profitable business truth, and this time it's the secret that unlocks the lifestyle in your business. Mitch, thank you so much for being my guest today on Business Nation Radio.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Business Nation Radio will return in 2 minutes with the secret for creating a true lifestyle business right after this. Just a couple of years ago, I discovered how to triple my fees, and my customers were never happier. But then I discovered an ugly truth. As long as my income depended on my labor, I was going to be stuck forever. Didn't matter how much I charged, it wasn't enough, because if I took a vacation, my income stopped. If I got sick, my business was closed. I was on a grind treadmill with no way off. But then I figured it out. I figured out a system that allows you to work once and get paid many times for your labors. And I actually recorded a special video that shows you how several people packaged what they know into information products so that they could do the labor once and get paid many times. There's a special website set up with this video. It's at guruquick.com. That's guruquick.com. At that video, I show you several ways that you can create your own products, how you could package them, and make them available for sale. This allows you to take what you know and make it available so that people can buy it and consume it without you having to spend your time and labor. You can create the product once and sell it many times. The margins are great because you're selling paper and ink and CDs. Or even better, you're selling downloadable ebooks over the internet. You know what the markup is for a downloadable ebook? Well, I tell you, it's all profit. And I can tell you how you can create an all-profit business. And I set up a special video at guruquick.com. That's GURUQUICK.com. Check it out so you could break the chains of time and money. And so you could do the work once and get paid many times. The website again is guruquick.com. Check it out today. Throughout my years in business, I have identified 16 essential truths business owners must follow to break free and build a lifestyle that gives them income, wealth, and the freedom to enjoy it. I'm Robert Scrobe, and as your host for Business Nation Radio, I bring you one of these truths each week. Last week, we talked all about that the money is in the marketing, and you can't make any money in your business until you create a system and a process to generate new customers, because new customers are the lifeblood. They're what grow your business. This week, it's the lifestyle. So many times when I work with a business owner, they go from not having any customers to all of a sudden not having any time to do their marketing because they have so many customers. And then when they take care of all the customers, all of a sudden they have no customers again, and they got to ramp up the marketing and try to get new customers to buy from them. And it's this yo-yo effect of no customers, too many customers, and too much work, and no customers again. And what happens is you ride the yo-yo back and forth, and you're not able to build a business. Now, let me tell you, the lifestyle in your business is by creating business systems, processes for getting the work done. And there's a lot of different systems. And so many times you'll hear as a business person, well, you got to create systems. Well, I don't know how many times I've heard that. And, anybody telling me or selling me how to create business systems, very often I look, and I've been a customer of thousands of them because I've been on this hunt, because it helps me so much to create business systems when I can see what somebody else has already done. But I can tell you, very little of what someone else's business systems are going to help you. What business systems are simply a process for getting work done. Right now, you have a process for creating output on the part of your customers. And very often I hear from business owners that say, well, Robert, you know, what I do is so specialized. It requires so much expertise that there is no way for me to systemize everything I know that somebody else could do. I just can't duplicate myself. Well, that might be true. But what that means is in your business, you've got, instead of saying, oh, it's impossible, instead, you've got to figure out what could you sell that you could systemize. Is there a way to take what you know and package it into a book or to a home study course? That way somebody could do it for themselves if they didn't want to spend as much money as to hire you. That opens your business up into a whole nother market that gives you, you know, scalable income that allows you to do the work once and get paid many times. It allows you to sell at a different price point. So instead of selling very expensive services that you deliver in person, now it all allows you to sell less expensive services. So it opens up a lot of things. Or maybe there is a streamlined version of what you deliver that you could deliver at a different price that could be systemized. Very often, let's take the attorney, for instance. You know, an attorney who maybe does divorces may have, you know, certainly they want the big case where there is lots of legal work and a lot of issues and a lot of assets and children and a lot of details that need to be worked out within the divorce, but not every divorce is that way. And so maybe the complicated divorce requires his level of expertise, but the less complicated one may simply be a bunch of, you know, a stack of paperwork that his paralegal can handle if he outlines step by step what the paralegal must do in order to complete that paperwork. So he can sell the high-priced system when that's necessary, but it also allows him to bring in lower-priced clients where he's able to make money and have his paralegal do it. So in business, it's crucial that you create processes for getting work done. And if your business is impossible to create processes, then you create parts of it where you can create processes, where you can create systems that allow other people to get the work done for you. And all right, I understand. Maybe you're sitting at your kitchen table, you're just getting started, or you're in an organization and you're not able to make a lot of changes, or you're doing a lot of the work yourself, all that's fine. If you're doing all the work yourself, it's still important to create and document what you're doing and create a step-by-step process for making that happen. One, it'll allow you to think about other things while you're doing that process, so your creative mind is busy while that's happening. And also, number two, is that when you do get people, when you do expand, you have ability to outsource or hire somebody out, you have that step-by-step process ready to go so that you can hand that off, and now you are able to do something else more that will create more profit for your business. Systems are going to unlock the lifestyle in your business. They're going to unlock you and unchain you from being stuck in the day-to-day grind of keeping up with all those details. Now, I've got quite a few comments that I want to share with you about AIG and the travel fiasco of last year and what that means to our economy right after this brief message. Hi, this is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Profits Radio. I grew up in business in the offline world. I watched as everyone was all excited about the internet and online marketing. At that time, I mostly saw using the internet as some sort of fad. A lot of people were excited about online marketing, but direct mail, telephone, and fax were still more effective at generating new customers. In the last few years, I've seen the internet blossom into a business-building machine. I've created websites that are just like ATM machines, except better. These machines put money into my account every day automatically.
That's why I co-authored the book with Bob Rigneras about internet marketing. It's titled The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet. This book outlines the exact steps I use to create websites that generate money for me. I'm not a web programmer. I have a web guy who does all the techie work. That's what we want to teach you in my book, The Official Get Rich Guide to Information Marketing on the Internet, how you can create a website, understand what you need to know to prepare the information for a web designer, evaluate what he or she creates, and then give him instructions on how to finalize it for the web. For information about the book, including a video of me by my pool, a webinar tour of several websites, preview chapters, and several success stories, visit the book website at www.internetinformationmarketing.com. That's internetinformationmarketing.com. For years, I looked at claims about the internet with skepticism. I tested lots of things, but got better results from offline marketing. But in the last 3 years, the tide has really changed. Now there are a lot of people on the web, and millions are buying things. There isn't any reason why they can't be buying from you. To get the details of creating a website to get them to buy from you, visit internetinformationmarketing.com.
Can you imagine trying to play baseball with one hand tied behind your back? It really wouldn't work. You know, which you got the glove, you couldn't throw the ball. This is Robert Scrobe, your host of Business Nation Radio. But, you know, our federal government and the processes and the scrutiny that they've put on business have been like trying to get them to play baseball with one hand tied behind their back. Let me explain. You know, last year with AIG, AIG received federal money, a bailout from the government, and very soon thereafter had an event in California for AIG salespeople that had earned a trip. So these are people who had all generated thousands of dollars or even tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars of customers for AIG, people generating revenue for the company. They generated so much revenue that they won an incentive trip. And were being provided that was being provided to them by the company. Now, they could have sold products by some other company, but they chose to sell AIG products. Well, the press blew that up, and it was all over the news. And congressmen were demanding answers of why this company could be spending all of this when on the government till. Well, the fact is that business meetings generate customers. Can you imagine generating customers if you didn't meet with them? You could only talk with them on the phone or only get them to go to your website. It's the same thing with business. I actually saw a study just recently that showed that 40% of all customers are generated from a business from in-person meetings at some point along the process. Can you imagine taking away 40% of a company's new customers? Well, that's what we've done by creating all this scrutiny on business travel. I got to tell you that in that same study, it showed that for every dollar a business invests in travel, they generate $12 in return on investment. Business travel, going to trade shows, going to events, going to your industry meeting, going to training programs, sending your salespeople to places where they can meet customers pays. It generates new customers. And don't allow the federal government or the press or anybody else to tell you any differently. I can tell you I'm a homebody as much as everybody. I'd much rather stay home than go out and go to a trade show. But you know what? I know it pays. I know it generates customers, and it will generate new customers for you, the same it will for me. So don't allow them to slow you down. Go get your new customers. Don't care what they think. And if you know what, at the meetings at the Ritz-Carlton, you go to the Ritz-Carlton and you get the nicest room because you deserve it. You work hard and it is generating customers for your business. Coming up on Business Nation Radio next week, my guest is Colin Turner. He had the mission to overcome the challenges in business and ensure profitable growth. And his book is called Secret Service: License to Thrill Your Customers. Also coming up on Business Nation Radio, my guest is Les Turner, and he is the author of the book, moving from activity to achievement. So next week, we got Colin Turner about thrilling your customers and Les Taylor all about achieving that thrill and making it easy for you to do that. Now, if you have any comments about today's program on Business Nation Radio, go over to my blog at robertskrobe.com. It's robertskrobe.com. Business Nation Radio is the show about how business owners can make more money so they can go home earlier to spend more time with their families. Until next week, I'm your host, Robert Skrobe, for Business Nation Radio.